Hi, friends. This is Archangel. So, stop me if you've heard this one. A guy walks into a bar and says, "I'm MGTOW." And then the barstool slugs snicker and then hit him with the insults. "Oh, you must be gay. You must have been hurt. You must be a woman hater." Oh, wait. So you have heard this one. Yeah, these are called shaming tactics to insult free males back into gynocentric servitude and misery. There are new shaming tactics being imagined up all the time to keep males under their yokes. The other day, I ran across another, which basically states that it is easy to run away from the problem, easy for MGTOW to isolate themselves. There are gradients to the shaming tactics hurled at males. For instance, calling male warriors gay or misogynists are ignorant blue pill, knee-jerk kindergarten reactions and shaming tactics. However, calling males out for walking away is a more advanced purple pill tactic of someone who partially concedes male mistreatment, yet they are still addicted to female approval, and so they can't leave the plantation, and thus they shame males that are strong enough to leave. "Oh, it's easy to quit and walk away." This insinuates that males who turn their backs on the world gynocentrism has built are weak and cowardly because they are not fighting. They are not trying to change things for a brighter future full of happy marriages, families, and communities. But let's look at this. If a situation is impossibly tilted against you, walking away is the wise and heroic course of action. Yet the partially awakened male wields such statements against the liberated, fully awakened male to try and shame males back into servitude right alongside the blue and lavender addicts. However, guys also use the very same "it's easy to walk away" shaming tactic to pat themselves on the back and build themselves up. "See? Look at me. I can see male inequity, and I am staying to do something about it," rather than walking away. So, they give themselves a high five with this statement, because they are staying to make a difference. Staying, not because they are female addicts who get their ego identities and Johnsons stroked by women, whom they are too hopelessly weak to ever leave, but rather they stay in the matrix because they want to make a better world for males through their pampering, chasing, and sexual congress with females. Wow! These guys are so caring and altruistic. They stay and interact with females for our benefit. Golly gee, I know who's getting my nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize this year. I'll give you a hint. Their first name starts with purple, last name ends with simp. Yep. Oh, wait. Except that staying and romantically interacting with females does not advance male interests, since dating, romance, sex, all are female-favoring games, and playing them only enables female interests. It enables gynocentrism. It also enables your further addiction to them. So, Yeah, you want to run that by me one more time? How exactly does staying and playing female games help male empowerment? Also, you sad, whipped, addicted, pathetic males, your shaming tactic statement is not accurate, because actually, we are taking action towards change. You see, the system, the paradigm of valuing females over males, is broken, and it is unfixable, and so walking away is us taking action towards change. By us taking part in the system, this is tacit approval of the system that caused us enough suffering to condemn it in the first place. Non-action leads to action. If enough of us remove our participation from the system, this will cause change and/or collapse of the system. We really don't care which. Either way, a stressor is removed from our experience through change or collapse. Either way, we win. But still, hurling coward-type shaming tactics at males as they leave is quite a clever ploy custom-made to particularly rile males. It challenges character and dares males to prove their strength and essentially their manhood by coming back and trying to make a difference. Meanwhile, back in the Matrix, you are pulling the plow once again, even as you play by the rules and try to raise awareness for divorce inequity. This is why men's rights are so impotent and ineffectual. They support and maintain a gynocentric society with their labor and toil and female protection, even as they chat amongst each other about inequities. Yet nothing has changed. In all the years of men's rights, no legislation of equity has passed, repealing affirmative action for females or female-owned business perks. Nothing has equalized divorce entitlements or draft requirements. I have not seen the outlawing of circumcision. So pulling the plow and trying to change the plow you are pulling at the same time? Yeah, apparently it does not work. So we are walking away entirely. You can nickname the plow anything you like. God, honor, duty, country, family, mothers, precious daughters, romance, community. All these are simply describing the same paradigm of males protecting and providing for females. It is all male disposability. It doesn't matter what flag the plantation flies. It is still the plantation. And when you realize the mistreatment you receive on the plantation is what causes you pain, then the only logical conclusion is to leave the plantation. Huh. Logic. And finally, you estrogen-ripe diaper bag carriers. Your shaming tactic is ass backwards. You see, it is not easier to walk away. It is actually much harder to walk away than to stay and continue playing the fairy tale. That is the irony. The weakest males out there are calling the strongest males out there weak for having the courage to take an action that these whipped doormats could never summon the strength to do. It is not easy to turn our backs on society. It is actually harder, more emotionally taxing for pack animals to isolate themselves. It would be easy to come back and simply ignore male devaluation. It would be easier for males to simply chase their addiction to female attention and validation. Some may say it would be easier for Wile E. Coyote to stop chasing the Roadrunner. But I say it would be easier for him to continue chasing the Roadrunner than to admit the failure of his dreams, that he will never have that roast dinner that he has been chasing for years and years on end and planned his very existence around, even though the system was stacked against him all along and he was never meant to catch the Roadrunner. It was all a ploy to keep him chasing the farce and providing the viewer entertainment. But we need Wile E to continue chasing the Roadrunner. Otherwise, we have no cartoon. Likewise, we need males to keep chasing females. Otherwise, we have no society. Saying that it is easier to walk away from gynocentrism than to stay and try to get nicer rules is much like Hillary Clinton saying that war is harder on females than males. So, males that get hauled off to slaughter have it easier than the chicks that stay home. What? Easier to leave than to stay? Oh, it's much easier not to be part of the fairy tales, not to have fun with family and friends on the holidays, to not enjoy dating or sex or romantic chemical explosions that come with flirtation or physical touch. Oh, you betcha. It's so much easier to be outcast, labeled as a freak, a kook, a loser. It is so much easier to withdraw from chasing the validation we so desperately seek. Easier to turn our backs on the approval of females, which we have been taught to solicit since we were infants. Yes, it's so much easier to turn our backs on all the brainwashing and go against the flow, leaving ourselves open to attack and shame. It's so much easier to deny our primal instinct for touch and sexual congress. Easier to have no one to hold or give us fake comfort. That's right, it is so much easier not to enjoy the frivolities of society and the embrace of a community that favors marriage. Easier to be emotionally cut off from others, alone, and yes, sometimes lonely. It is so much easier to suffer in isolation rather than pursue happiness through romance and family. Yeah, you guys sure called that one right. Us weak, cowardly quitters must have a lot of egg on our face right about now. Because it is so much easier to exist without kisses and companionship. So much easier for beings that seek love from others to walk away from those others. Easier for beings that desire company to endure solitude. So much easier for beings that want fun and merriment to abstain from it. It is so much easier to stand fast for a cause than to give in and succumb to disposability just to get temporary affection and attention. It is so much easier to lose family, friends, acquaintances, and opportunities in life because you reject injustice and actually stand for something. Yes, it is so much easier for the addict to walk away from the drug rather than to continue shooting up. Really? males are hardwired and brainwashed into seeking reproduction, attention, validation, approval, and love from females. So reason might dictate that it is easy to do what you were programmed to do, and monumentally hard to fight your instincts and indoctrination. Is it easier for a horse to resist its instinct to run? Or is it easier for a lion to resist the urge to mount a lioness? Awakening to reality, turning their backs on their burning instincts and tender longings, rejecting their desires and forging ahead somehow after their dreams and fantasies have been rendered false, finding a reason, a motive for existing after everything they have thought has been rendered an elaborate sham, having the courage to move on despite all the pain and sorrow and uncertainty and desolation. This is the hardest endeavor any male will ever undertake, rejecting brainwashing, programming, desire, beliefs, fantasies, everything. You guys want to talk about degrees of difficulty? Well, it is easy for the pussy-whipped addicts to stay and continue receiving approval from females in the community. It's easy for pussy-whipped males to continue receiving little bits of physical pleasure. Easy for males to continue believing in the Easter Bunny. Easy for pussy-whipped males to salvage their traditional beliefs and pretend that they are cared for or respected as a man. It's easy for males to stay warm and cozy in the hot tub of gynocentrism than it would be to get out and stand in the cold without a towel, without anything, watching those still in the hot tub smooching on each other and enjoying social interactions and familial gatherings and holidays all on the backs of male utility. So while the awakened male is standing there cold, alone, and shivering, watching the fake frivolities going on in the hot tub, the males in the tub say, "Oh, it is easier to get out of the hot tub and walk away than it is to stay and do something to change the tub." Are you kidding me? You sad little approval-chasing, validation-pandering, attention-begging, spineless, stroller-pushing, vagina-worshipping, doormat-shovel chumps. You try giving up everything that you live for and exist outside of your fantasies, without female attention, without female approval, without female validation that you matter, without female acceptance, without the touch of another on dark nights, without the soft gooey whispers or the sexting or the body heat of skin on skin, without the pat on the head from family and friends and a society that agrees with your gynocentric slavery. Try going without these things that you desire most and believe in. Turn your back on all the things that you literally live for. And tell me what is easier. You pathetic, drooling, pussy-whipped, jelly-filled weasels. You have no clue what true grit and courage and strength is. You sit there ensconced in your addiction with your female belly rubs, and you want to insult those males who have more might, more force, more valor than you could possibly know. You have no clue at all what it is like to turn your back on your own corrupted species and face the world, the universe, alone. No heroes, no deities, no rescue, no companionship, no team to back you up. You face this existence alone. Do you understand alone? No, you don't. You only know weakness, codependency, hiding within the pack for warmth and shelter. And please, don't act like you understand alone. Being single in between girlfriends or wives, this is not alone. You are still chasing the female carrot. Alone is utterly abandoning the fairy tale of romance in the cheap reward of physical touch and existing in solitude. Nobody else, no companion, no lover, just you, yourself, and you. You try shaming isolation as a cowardice and walking away as a weakness. You speak in the most subjective ignorance, like a fish trying to dictate the parameters of flight, or as a bird trying to insult over the mechanics of swimming. Weakness? Cowardice? Really? Your entire identity, your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions, your beliefs, everything has been ripped away from you when you awaken, and you are now faced with the bleak landscape of this human existence, and you further realize that withdrawing is the best, most compassionate thing you can do for fellow beings that do not care about you. So you take every bit of strength to withdraw from the fairy tale, to deny your screaming desire for touch and validation so that you might awaken others. Summoning the courage and strength to exist alone fighting the searing temptation to jump back into the fake pictures of cotton candy and rainbow romance. When you truly awaken to the plight of males, you suffer, you struggle, you fight demons, you battle uncertainties, and all the what-ifs. Yet now you are somehow cowards? You are taking the easy route? You are too weak to stay? Au contraire, allow me to clear up a few things for you. Staying is weakness. Leaving is strength. Letting something go takes strength. Staying in the moment of fantasy is easier. It is the toughest thing males will ever do to leave female indulgence behind. But it is worth it, and is in fact the only way to escape this prison existence, by going within and empowering yourself, not relying on another. You only ascend individually. You cannot save nor be saved by another. Everyone is responsible for themselves. Two by two is not how heaven is breached. You are only enlightened based upon your own merits. And that starts with ridding yourself of juvenile fairy tales and freeing yourself of the attachments such as want of sex and female approval. My friends, you have everything you need. You are both positive and negative. The need for another, for validation or attention, is an illusion. It is a planted desire, a vice, a want that will only mire you down in slavery. I'm afraid these folks have their accusations all wrong. Staying on the plantation is easier than trying to escape, for you must rally your courage and strength for a run at the wall, and once you penetrate the atmosphere and escape the gravitational field of desire and gynocentrism, oh, the wonders of a whole new universe await you. You know, it is said that a person who increaseth in knowledge will also increase in sorrow. Meaning, it is easy to stay ignorant and naive, but educating yourself about the male plight, this removes the fairy tale, and what you are left with is sorrow over the true state of existence. Indeed, ignorance is bliss. Staying ensconced in ignorance in the playpen with all the other toddlers, this is easy. Awakening and walking away, this is hard, this is sorrow, this is courage. My fellow beings, stand with me, live free.